Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Been a really serious development yesterday, super serious actually. Human Rights Watch, possibly one of the better known, better respected NGOs, came out with a damning 213-page report accusing Israel of finally having crossed a line and having become an apartheid state, referring to both the treatment of Palestinians within Israel and in the West Bank. It is a hugely concerning report, and I'm absolutely delighted to tell you that on the line we have Fleur Hassan Nachum, the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, and also in charge of foreign relations, economic development, and tourism. So very much qualified to discuss this issue. Fleur Hassan Nachum, toda rabba lach sheskamta daber itanu hayom.
Of course, anytime. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Got a massive smile on my face. I'd actually wanted to speak to you for some time because you have a different capacity, which is very much involved in Israel and United Arab Emirates trade, but that we will leave to another day. Today, I'd really like your opinion on that damning report by Human Rights Watch.
Well, first of all, I want to disagree with your characterization of Human Rights Watch. It is not a serious organization, and it's not a well-respected organization. It's an organization that for 30 years has made it its mission to paint Israel with the apartheid brush. And to be honest, I think it's an insult to the people who actually suffered through apartheid for this term to be culturally appropriated and put towards something that looks nothing like what the people in South Africa suffered under apartheid. And so because this organization has been doing this for 30 years to no avail, and because even the founder of this organization, who's called Robert Bernstein, has said very clearly, he did in an article in the New York Times, that this organization, Human Rights Watch, its only aim is to turn Israel into a pariah state, I would disagree with your first statement that this is a serious organization. It has zero credibility as far as we are concerned.
That's very interesting. Very interesting to hear your take on that. What also did surprise me, because I went and did a bit of research on this organization yesterday, is the extent to which there has historically and continues to be Jewish involvement.
Well, you know, sometimes the biggest anti-Semites are Jews. It's a horrible thing to have to admit, but that's the way. We're even the best at that. But what can I tell you? There's people who are completely misguided, people who believe that somehow if you pander to the haters, they're going to like you more. And as we've learned over history, pandering to haters and to bullies doesn't make them like you more, makes you more of a victim. And so that's what I would say to the Jews involved in that. The Jews who have no real idea of what's going on here, Jews who live here, who made their own minds up just because of the haters that they've allied themselves with. Fortunately, maybe one day they'll understand that these people won't, no matter what they do.
I hear loud and clear what you're saying about your take on this organization, that it's not as well respected as perhaps I had made it out to be. But what it will have, and I think that is important to acknowledge, it will have an effect on campuses in the United States of America. It's going to make life for Jewish students and those who support Israel a lot more difficult. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think the life, student life for Jewish students is very difficult right now, actually. I think that I feel very sorry for students. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. They go to university and they are given a choice. Either you're pro-Israel or you're pro-human rights. They put it and present it as a contradiction. And of course, Israel and Zionism is based on the protection of minorities of our country. When you come to our country and you see everybody, Jew and Arab alike, enjoying the same public spaces, the same cafes, the same job markets, to understand how far we are from that horrible label apartheid, which, like I said before, it insults the real apartheid. These are the accusations that Jewish students have to face and choices they have to make. And so I feel very bad for them. I do as much as I can, from my point of view, to inject them with some pride and some real historic context to understand what a wonderful miracle Israel is, how we returned to our land after 2,500 years, how we built Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, King David, how Jerusalem is an example in our city and the beauty of the innovation coming from diversity. So I try to inject them with pride, and that hopefully gives them preparation for the onslaught they're going to be facing when they get to university.
The relationship that Bibi Netanyahu had with Donald Trump negatively affect bipartisanship and thereby make it more difficult for left-leaning American Jews to relate to Israel?
Well, I think, listen, I don't think, I think when people think to Israeli politics, you understand that the right wing here is not Republican and the left wing is not Democrat. We have a very different system. There are things here that are a huge issue in America, that people don't even, like gun control and the debate on abortion. These things don't exist yet. And so, yes, even though Netanyahu had a fantastic relationship with Trump, and that relationship bore incredible fruit for the peace of the region, which we are enjoying every day, and the whole region will enjoy, including the Palestinians and the Arabs of Israel, I do believe that the place of Israel is to constantly lobby for bipartisan support. And being an immigrant now, has a great relationship, always has had with Biden over 40 years. So I'm not concerned that there's a lot of bipartisan support for Israel. Most of the Democratic Party support Israel. They understand that we're an asset for America and the region in terms of their defense. And that will continue.
We only scratched the surface of that subject. Fleur Hassan Nachum, I want to thank you really very, very much for making the time to speak to us here in Johannesburg on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much.